Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sandspence Radio, read a book to keep yourself entertained for a night, burn a book to go to hell.
Do you love it when we get facts about fictional universes wrong that you have to email us in and point us in the right direction? Hell, why not listen to us get facts about this non-fictional universe wrong? Just search for Shut Up A Second on iTunes or wherever, and you can listen to us be wrong about a great number of topics, including birds, magic, and Alberts.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask important questions like, if you were a James Bond villain, what would your scheme be?
If I was a James Bond villain, if I was a James Bond villain, my scheme would be to hurl the moon into the earth.
That's a good one. I'm eating chips.
Specifically what Zammit said not to do. But that's chips, I guess.
That's just chips.
That's chips as.
Why do you want to destroy the world?
Well, I just think... Okay, so here's the... Let me lay it out step by step. Okay, step one. Take all of the people I like, move them to a base on Mars. All right? Like
okay.
A moon base. Like a Moonraker base.
But a Marsraker base.
A Marsraker base.
So this film's called Marsraker.
Yeah. Then?
Yep.
We attach rockets to the dark side of the moon.
Yep.
Big old rockets.
Yeah, big ones.
Let them loose. Earth's gone. I get to create a utopia on Mars. Done.
You could create a utopia on Mars without destroying the Earth.
No, but people will try and stop me if I don't destroy the Earth.
I think people are going to try and stop you either way.
Well, how long does it take to colonize Mars?
A while. Because you're going to have to... Oh, what's it called? Terraform?
Terraform.
Yeah.
I'm assuming I'm living in like a dome, though.
No, under the dome.
Stephen King's under the dome. Well, like, we've got like James Bond level technology, which is kind of like...
The future, but
like
not
the future,
really.
But not really. So we could be like, oh, it's a futuristic dome city.
Look, if you're going to build a satellite and use a giant diamond to shoot a laser at Mars that terraforms it, I'll allow it.
Yeah, Rodio. A diamond rain. Terraform Mars somehow with a diamond rain. We live there. Rockets on the moon. Moon into the earth. Utopia. Mm. What I like about, and something that neither of you have pounced on, strangely, is that why are people trying to stop me? That's a pretty admirable thing to not destroy the planet with the moon, but to live on Mars.
Like, well, where do you work?
In this, well, I assumed I was like a supervillain.
Yeah,
I don't
like,
work for... What?
Well, if you look at Boris...
Jay and Dara counting. Yeah, what do you... Go on.
Sometimes Bond villains have a job.
My job is bloody...
Colonize...
Villain.
Okay, so you're like a Blofeld.
Yeah, I'm a Blofeld type.
Where you're like, I run a criminal organization.
Yeah. Let's say I'm in a wheelchair. A chrome wheelchair. And I'm bald, but with
my
big
beard. Why did you handicap yourself so?
Is there no...
For the theme, for the look. Maybe I'm not even crippled. It's all a ruse. I'm wheels within wheels. That's the kind of villain I am. Ooh. I mean, like, I don't know what my master plan is once I get on Mars, but I assume that I'll make just like a nice society up there. Is sort of the go.
Wheelchairs won't work on Mars. How do you feel about that?
What do you mean? What?
Gravity's not strong enough. The wheels wouldn't move properly.
Can you make your own gravity?
I guess if you're terraforming, probably.
Well, I was living in a dome, so...
Yeah, the dome would have gravity, I guess.
Yeah, well, I've got dome gravity.
So you're not terraforming it anymore? Your diamond ray isn't a thing?
Nah, my diamond ray didn't make a lot of sense. My diamond ray is the kind of thing people would look back on this Bond movie and be like, There's a lot of nonsense happening in this film. Yeah, so, no. It's just a dome city.
On Stephen King's Under the Dome.
It's Stephen King's Under the Dome on Mars.
On Mars.
Rockets on the moon. Bada bing, bada boom. Utopia on Mars.
Do you know James Bond's going to stop you?
How?
He's going to shoot you square in the head.
Try and run away. You can't. In a wheelchair.
That is an anticlimactic end to this jape to Mars Raker.
Just like, you're the cold open. That's how stupid your plan is. You don't get past minute five.
It's one of those movies that's actually about like Bond and like his emotional state, and that's just the beginning setup where I'm like, aha, Bond, the rockets are... And he just
Why
walks away
the
cleaning his
I
gun.
Face so stupid? That's his dilemma.
What am I doing, Ethan? Damn it, Bond. I can't say that. I've got a bullet in my brain. all right. I think a moon into the Earth is a real good, at least, like, ground, like, beginning of a scheme there, surely.
It's cinematic, yeah.
Yeah, like, people,
big
like,
old planet.
It sounds more like a Dr. Evil thing than a James Bond thing.
What if I take the moon? Get rid of it.
Now I'm back on board. What? Why? Why? Hang on. Two questions. Why am I back on board? And why are you taking the moon?
To eliminate werewolves.
Gotta stop them. No, but if I get rid of the moon, then I could raise the water levels somehow. I'm sure there's a jump we could make there. No?
I mean, you'd fuck the tide, that's for sure.
Hmm. All right, we'll go back to colliding the moon with the planet.
Uh-huh.
Planet with the moon. Planet with the moon.
Planet with the moon now.
So you're moving the Earth.
No, planet with the moon makes sense. Moon with the planet would be the other way around.
Colliding the moon with the planet. No, that makes sense if you're crashing the moon into something.
No, if I'm colliding the moon with the planet, that's...
Draw a die. No, because you're like, oh, I'm going to collide like Earth and the moon.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're moving Earth into the moon. Okay. Or if you say I'm going to collide the moon and Earth.
Actually, you know what? If I collide the Earth into the moon.
No.
Well, it's easier for me to do because I'm on the Earth anyway.
Earth, are you on Mars?
And you are on Mars.
Plus, if I collide the moon with the Earth, I just die. The Earth explodes and I'm like, ah, of course. My bad.
You
James Bond didn't even need to intervene. A James Bond movie without James Bond.
That's just like one man does a terrible thing. So okay. Step one: start my colony on Mars. Okay.
Yep.
Step two has to be build the rockets on the moon. I think that's going to be my hardest bit.
Good. I don't know if that's going to be hard as
Let's rank them in terms of difficulty. Colonizing Mars.
One.
Okay, is that very difficult or not difficult?
Very difficult.
Okay, rockets on the moon.
One also.
Okay, there's not really any other steps to my plan. Colliding the planet with the moon.
One.
Well, if he has the rockets already on the moon.
I've got the rockets already on the moon.
It's at least a three. He's halfway
there. It's
ready
to go, Dusha. I'll draw you a diagram.
Arts and crafts and plumbing the Death Star.
Yeah, here we go. We get that's Earth enough.
That's Earth enough.
Yeah, we get the moon. Whoop, yeah. Whoop, whoop.
There it is.
And we get the rocket.
Yep.
And there's his Mars. Done. Perfect. Do you get it now?
How many rockets you... I mean, thank you for drawing two kind of planets and a shit show in the middle. But like...
Yeah.
How many rockets are you putting on the moon? Because you need to tear the moon out of orbit.
A lot, I guess. Surely, though, like...
Also, how okay, do so rockets no, you work know what? In space?
You know what? You know, well, that's how we get fucking rockets up into
yeah,
space.
Yeah, but you're thinking about it in like a fire thing. Well, that wouldn't work in space. There's
It'd be
no
thrusters. But you're right. It's very Dr. Evil. So let's bring it back. Let's make it a bit more...
Blofeld.
Instead of rockets to just fire like a bullet, let's make it controlled demolitions on the moon to knock it out of orbit and send it spiraling as it orbits Earth closer and closer and closer until it
That's clever. Planet. That Man. Sounds now more like a Bond film.
Because then Bond has a time limit before the moon hits the Earth. Like, it's still a ridiculous Bond movie, but he has a time limit before the moon hits the Earth to stop my plans.
This is really the Roger Moore Bond.
this is almost a sequel to Moonraker, because he probably has to go back to the moon.
Daniel Craig ain't messing with anything.
Daniel Craig is not going to go on the moon and make another explosion to send the moon in the other direction, which is what I assume is the way to solve this particular scheme of mine.
Why don't they just destroy the moon and replace it with a fake one?
Well, difficult, because the moment I destroy the moon, like, all of the shrapnel, it's going to
rain down on
asteroids.
Earth.
You just made an asteroid rain. And that's fine, but it's flashy.
Too flashy for Roger Moore.
Maybe. Let's get even more Blofeldy.
Yep.
Again, not good Blofeld. But so I got one explosion on one side of the moon. I detonate it. And then I come up on the big vid screen in front of the government. And I'm like, guess what? Moon's going to get you. Unless you give me a billion buckaroos. Then if you do, I've got another explosion. Sends it in the other direction. Solves the problem. Knocks it back in
there
orbit.
There you go. There's ransom. You're not ransom? Destroying the entire planet for no reason. Just because you're living on Mars now.
I don't even have to have a Mars colony.
No. Have the Mars colony.
Okay.
Have them give you the money.
To start my Mars colony.
And then just don't detonate the second thing and then Bond has to come kill you. And succeeds because you're just a man. And he is a James Bond.
Plus I put myself in a wheelchair.
But if you said you're not crippled, you could still run away. That'll trick him.
I like to think I wheel away for ages before I'm like, oh, wait. I can run.
Okay, this is a kind of a weird reference.
But sure.
Have either of you played Final Fight on Super Nintendo?
Very long time ago, yes.
The final boss in that is in a wheelchair and you kick him out a window.
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
just getting flashbacks of that, but with you and Bond.
I mean, that's how I hope it ends. I hope I'm dropped into a smokestack.
Like, that's how Blofeld dies.
Blofeld, yeah. That's a good way to go.
That's such a dumb way to kill me.
It's the most ridiculous thing. That's fucking more ridiculous than sending the moon like a bullet into the earth.
All right. We've got this really iconic villain.
Yeah.
What if we could just kill him?
Like,
at the start of a movie.
Oh, okay.
By dropping him in a smokestack.
Lost a lot of the gravitas real quick.
This is the last James Bond movie. Yeah, we're not going to do another 13 more of these.
Can't remember if this has happened yet, but it's very similar to when Captain Kirk had a bridge dropped on him. People loved that, right?
Yeah, I like the way every time you said this, you've waved your hand like you're bloody pitching. JFK going on the motorcade giving everyone away.
We all know how that ended. Wow.
For Lee Harvey Oswald.
Hey, got him. But then he got.
Yeah, well, that's the way. That's what happens when you get a president. So I suppose the way it works.
Yep.
I vid screen them. Yo. Moon's coming. Give me the bloody...
The goods.
The dosh.
Give me the business.
Or the moon gets you. I get the dosh. Take that dosh to Mars.
Are you like, this is all chips?
Oh, this is chips ass. On Mars, I'm living the high life.
Yep,
Bond
because
goes
you
to
got
the moon.
Tons of money, which is, you know, Earth dollars. Great Mars. Spend them in all the stores.
I didn't think about how there's no shops on Mars. Crap. I get my people. I've got henchmen.
Yep.
Go spend the money for me. Bond flies to the moon,
mm-hmm.
blows it up in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Then he flies to Mars, shoots me in the head. That sound good?
And then he floats off into space.
Did I float off into space or he does?
Yeah, you do because you're dead.
Damn.
Like he shoots you and
that's,
then you just like,
yeah,
float
that's
away.
A good poetic way to die. Just slowly float away. With yeah.
I like that this has become like blood, a... Yeah. Like a fractured version of movie maintenance. Like a very wrong version. Anyway, that's my Bond scheme, and I think I'd get away with it.
I just think you're getting a bullet to your brain. And
yeah, considering you just said you get shot and flown out into space. How does that end with...
It? Yeah, you know actually how I get away with it? Mars is far away. Surely Bond's going to blow up the moon and be like, if I travel to Mars, that's like 20 years.
I like to imagine what happens is he detonates the bomb on the moon, but he like double powers it so it then shoots into Mars.
So the final shot of the film is me being like, yes, I succeeded with a big window behind me with the moon. Cut to black, credits. Fuck, Mars Raker, what a film. Anyway, top my scheme. Don't think it's possible. If yours doesn't involve the moon,
I lose instantly. Yeah, no. You. Mine doesn't involve the moon.
That's sad.
Because as a James Bond villain,
mm-hmm.
I like to think that the best Bond villain's always like, ooh, it's personal and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I will be someone, this is kind of similar to the reveal that's in Skyfall, I guess, but mine's better.
Okay. So, I'm with you.
I'm going after MI6 because I've got a personal vendetta.
Oh.
And I'm going to trigger bombs that cause not MI6 to blow up, but to fall into the ground.
Sinkhole.
Sinkhole.
That's a good name for the film.
Sinkhole. James Bond will return in Sinkhole. That happens at the end of the credits for Mars Raker.
In the sinkhole. Imagine Skyfall, but just replace Skyfall with Sinkhole. And the sinkhole. That's not amazing.
That's perfect.
I like to imagine the opening. You know, like, they always get that opening montage animation for Mars Raker. It's got, like, James Bond, like a James Bond animated figure as the moon spirals around the planet and then smacks him in the back off into another stage.
Yep.
That's Mars Raker. And then Sinkhole, the next film in the trilogy, yes?
It's just, has the opening credits just slowly sinking into a hole. Yeah. But yeah, Sinkhole.
Yep.
So, yeah, Bond, like, they get, like, anonymous threats being, like, if M doesn't resign.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're after M.
Yeah. No, Q. If Q doesn't resign.
Stop picking on Q.
No one ever picks on Q. Fuck Q. There's all these gadgets.
I know. Get in the field, Q. Yeah. You don't know what it's like to kill a man.
So I'm after Q.
The worst
like...
photo, sorry. The worst photo on the internet is Desmond Liu Allen, who played Q, leaning against a tree holding two guns. I've never seen anyone holding two guns look uncool, but Desmond Llewellyn looks the worst. Anyway.
That's the best. I really like him. Is it Die Another Day where he retires and then they just give it to John Cleese for a movie?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, he's Q. Because he's R in that movie and then the next one he's Q.
Can you be Q and not have a Q name? Is Q just like your code name? That's how
Q
it works,
is your code name, such as M is a code name.
Yeah. What did it originally stand for?
M actually stands for her name, though. It fits, because they reveal her name in something. Her, by Judi Dench.
Judi Dench, yeah.
And I think that Ralph Fine... I haven't seen Spectre. I should.
No, either have I. Hmm. On Netflix, guys.
Spectre's terrible. Don't watch it.
I'm going to watch it.
That's really bad. It's like they hated James Bond made that movie. Adam will disagree because he's like, it's classic Bond, but it's a real bad film.
Skyfall was classic Bond.
Skyfall was great.
What a good time.
Sinkhole better. So once you've got MI6 in the hole,
they'll be like, why did you do this?
Step one, MI6 in the hole. Step two.
Well, it'll be like, why did he do this? So why MI6, I sinkholed them. Maybe M dies.
Okay.
Like, I kill M.
Oh,
Ralph
oh.
Fine. Ralph Fine.
What Ralph Fine.
Ralph Finn.
Yep.
Finny.
I thought you were after Q.
Yeah, I am. M was a casualty.
Oh, no.
And everyone's like, why would you do this? Why are you torturing us? I'm a janitor that's mad that Q didn't give me a better equipment to clean MI6, and then I got fired for kicking up a stinkhole.
I really... Is that your fucking villain name? Stinkhole. No, I love that... So,
Stinkhole. With
also,
the sinkhole.
I succeed, and then I need to have another plan, I guess.
I love that.
Oh, Q gets moved to like Parliament or something, and then I go to Sinkhole them.
Yeah, it's like there's that scene where the new M is like Bond. Stinkhole is sinkholing anywhere Q is. You have to save him from being sinkholed. What I love though is that
you can like sinkhole like all the tall monuments.
Yes,
they keep putting them in taller and taller buildings.
I can't wait to sinkhole Big Ben. That'd be like a monumental scene in cinema that is spoken about for at least 15 years.
You have to sinkhole it as Bond is fighting one of your henchmen on Big Ben as it descends.
Yep,
and then he has to stand up like he's on one of the hands of the clock. As it sinkholes into the ground and he steps off the hand as he defeats the henchman just onto the busy London streets and someone's like, God blimey!
Big Ben's ain't so big now, is he, fella?
Credits! I like that. So, like, you're a janitor.
Yep.
You're like, Q. Q's like, what? You're
like, cleaning the toilets is real shit.
I hate my broom. Give me a broom with gadgets in it. It's like, you're not an broom. Agent? No. You're like, I'm sinkholing this whole place. I'm taking them fucking down.
That's my plan.
Step two.
I need to stop eating chips. I'm so sorry.
You do. Zaman's going to be so mad.
He told me not to before this episode.
You had a whole discussion where you're like, I'm not going to even eat chips. But you did.
Yeah, I only ate little ones, but I can hear how loud they are.
I could hear it. I got the headphones on.
How bad is it?
It was loud.
I'm so sorry, listeners. I have stopped.
I didn't even say a thing. I just was like, that's loud. So, let me just go through your steps. Step one.
Step one, get fired. Step one. Q, I hate my broom. Yeah. He's like, you're not a field agent. And then M's like, you're fired. What? So step two is get fired. M's like,
so your plan now?
Oh no, my plan.
Not the beats of the movie.
Oh, that wasn't the, that was my story arc.
Yeah, no, your plan, your scheme. Step one:
kill Q, get a better broom.
So that's the end result.
Yeah, I want a gadget broom.
Okay, so you've got your gadget.
Oh no, broom. I just want revenge at this point.
Yeah. So step one: sinkhole MI6.
Uh huh.
Step two,
which is a retaliation to sinkhole MI6 because I only killed M and not Q. Yeah.
So step two, sinkhole wherever Q is.
Yep. Step three, sinkhole Big Ben.
Uh-huh. And that's the three sinkholes of the film?
Yep. And then...
That's the arc? It's told in
maybe,
sinkholes?
Maybe I go to sinkhole the River Thames at the end. And then that's where Bond finds me and I get a bullet in the brain.
And then you end up floating into space.
Woo! Out into space.
No, join your body that's floating around.
Bump into my body in orbit.
Or I get like four shots to the chest and kicked into a sinkhole, and as the sinkhole engulfs me, I'm just like, worth it.
Died the way I was almost named. Stinkhole.
Instead I was Stinkhole. I hope somebody in the film points out how on the nose is it that your name is Stinkhole and your sort of theme is sinkholes. If someone's like, why didn't they call him Sinkhole? And everyone's like, I don't know.
He was a janitor.
They called him Stinkhole because I guess he often cleaned stinky holes. I don't know. James Bond is going to be like, this is so not worth my time. Oh, I guess if you're sinkholing the River Thames. No. Sinkholing is not an adjective.
It is now.
It is to stinkhole.
To stinkhole, a friend or enemy. Sinkholing is an adjective for the purposes of this episode alone.
Don't use it outside of the context of talking about James Bond schemes or people will mock and laugh you. Laugh you.
Laugh you good. So does that mean the climactic battle of Sinkhole?
Yeah.
Is
the River Thames being
are you on like a riverboat? As it like as like it whirlpools down?
Yeah, and I'm holding a broom just whacking Bond with it.
You've got your gadget broom by the end.
Oh,
I imagined you would.
Yeah, right? Well, I broke like when MI6 sinks.
You've got to kidnap Q.
I do have to kidnap Q.
You gotta get him to build you the ultimate gadget broom.
And then I'm fighting Bond, who then is, for some reason, also using... We're hand-to-hand combating, and then I imagine he just pulls out a gun and shoots me.
Brap, 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 four times in the chest.
And I fall into the River Thames as it's being engulfed in this sinkhole. But he sort of stopped it, so it only just drains the river. Maybe my body clogs the hole.
Like, just plug that hole. Bond's like, I did it. And then he leaves, and everyone's like... And then the credits.
A permanent fix for this problem. This man's corpse will surely keep this plug.
Just leave him there. It's fine.
So yeah, I kill M when I sinkhole MI6.
Mm-hmm.
I then go to kill Bond, who I know is coming after me, by sinkholing Big Ben as he fights one of my henchmen. He kills a henchman, steps off. Oh, God, blimey, that's fucking not so Big Ben anymore.
Uh-huh. That classic line.
Yeah. That's what people quote in the schoolyard.
Yep.
And then whilst that fight's happening, I kidnap Q.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, I will kill him with my gadget broom.
Mm-hmm.
He will die at his own creation. The hand of his own creation. And then I'm on the River Thames on a boat.
Uh-huh.
And then sinkholing. Because I guess it would. I don't know.
Maybe you're like.
Fuck this river.
I guess this is why.
No, all the Secret Services are coming after me. Yeah, I'm like.
You're like, got a sinkhole.
Take to the sea.
Yeah, and then take to the Thames.
Take to the Thames. And then I sinkhole them as they're chasing me behind. And then, like, boats are. Yeah.
You're caught in your own sinkhole.
Oh, yeah.
I guess this is why movies have more than one draft.
I really like
that. I think it's actually just one more. Get game on.
One more pass.
I like that. So Mars Riker is clearly Roger Moore. But
I'm imagining Daniel Craig in my
Me too.
Me too.
It shouldn't be. But
it's because it's more down to earth than Mars Riker.
Down to earth.
I think it's just
earth.
It's just because it's not in space. If I'm honest with you. I think if...
Well, which Bond is more likely to kick a dude into a sinkhole than Daniel Craig?
It's true. Yeah, Daniel Craig, also, he'll do it.
It was when I was talking about the Big Ben fight, because I also imagined him impaling
someone
on the hands.
Your right-hand man, who I just imagine is another janitor, I guess.
He's not even trained. He's just...
He's not really hand-to-hand. He's just, like, cowering. James Bond tries to hit him. It's more like a chase. Yeah. Down Big Ben. Yeah. So... Mazraker?
Sinkhole?
What do you got?
I don't have a name for mine yet.
That's all right. We'll discuss.
Modern day Bond villains seem to take up like issues. They seem to be, you know, like that one about TV ratings.
Oh, yeah.
And Tomorrow Never Dies.
Yeah. Jonathan Pryce, I think
that was Tomorrow. Because Tomorrow Never Dies was really called Tomorrow Never Lies, and they fucked it up, and they were like, oh, Dies looks like more like a Bond name.
We'll use it. It's good.
No, because that was about newspapers selling. By predicting future disasters by creating them and then printing the newspaper before they did it. Thanks, James Bond.
That's a bloody ripper plot.
And what? There was one about oil a couple of years ago, yeah?
Yeah, that's true. It's always a bit. It's always
Quantum
a bit
of Solace was about oil, yeah.
So they wanted to turn the ocean into oil, yeah? Yeah.
Sure.
Wasn't The World Is Not Enough also about oil? There was oil pipelines in that one.
Oh, yeah, yes. That's right.
A lot of oil.
I don't think anybody really knows what Quantum of Solace was about. I don't think anybody on the planet remembers that film. Yeah, you ask someone to give you the plot, they're like,
Daniel
what?
Craig is an uncredited writer on that, because it happened during the writer's strike. So they were writing the script whilst filming.
And if that doesn't tell you just everything you need to know about Quantum of Solace.
Like, look at Daniel Craig. He's not a writer. Just look at him. He's barely an actor.
So what issue have you've taken up an issue?
I'd like to be a Bond villain that's a cyber bully.
Oh, yeah.
Cyber bully Bond.
I love
like
it.
Release all his Tinder matchups and stuff.
So just hurt Bond where it counts.
Yeah.
Emotionally.
In his heart.
And, you know, hack his iCloud and release all his photos and stuff.
You're almost,
embarrassing selfies.
You're almost like a Snowden style.
Yes, exactly right.
And it's like, oh my god, the Bond leaks, and you're like, these are going to be really. Oh, okay. It's just
Julian Assange looks like a Bond villain.
He does.
And it would be good to have an Australian Bond villain. We have not had an Australian Bond villain.
That's an Australian true. Bond though. We can't get greedy.
Name's Bond. James Bond. Yeah. Call me Bondo.
Or Bondi.
James Bondi.
That's good.
Right. So what are your steps? What's the steps of your plan?
I don't know. That's about it.
No, that's a good plan.
That's a good start.
Having like an MI6 Twitter account, but changing the I to a lowercase L so people think it's the real MI6.
Getting like a fake account verified. That's the steps to success.
That's what it takes. That's how it starts, I imagine, this film. As like M is checking the like tweets and she's like, this ain't right. This isn't us. And then it just spirals from there. Mm. What about when James Bond retaliates? Because he will.
Sure. Tell him that he's fat, I guess. Isn't that what cyberbullies do? That's what they do to me anyway.
That's a good
way to... my friends.
That is a good way to hurt James Bond.
Hey, James Bond, you're fatty.
I feel like the benefit you have as a villain there is that, like, you can do that anonymously from anywhere.
Yeah.
And James Bond is going to just struggle to track you down. Really, you got to just wear him down emotionally with harsh words.
The easiest way to kill James Bond is to have James Bond kill himself.
Exactly.
Yeah, and totally. Get the trolls onto him. Release my army of trolls.
Get 4chan to just... dox James Bond till he's just like his life is a living hell. He's getting spam from like everywhere, mail coming to wherever, whatever fucking like little
he's, like his car
island.
Phone. Just is nothing but spam all the time.
Imagine in the middle of like another James Bond mission, he just keeps getting calls from telemarketers that he's in the middle of like a fight. He's
and
like, "Hello, oh my god,
shoe.
I don't need insurance. I'm fine." I feel like you could break James Bond down without ever meeting him face to face, if I'm honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you'll never encounter him, but you'll get him good. Why are you attacking him?
At least... For the lols.
Yeah, like all cyberbullies. For the lols.
That's true. Maybe when James Bond comes, it's like any cyberbully. You're just like, oh, it's happened in reality. Like, James Bond doesn't have to fight you. You're just like, oh, I'm sorry.
And also, like, yeah, Bond tracks you down and he's like, why? Why did you do this to me? What did I ever do to you? Like, nothing. Did it for the lols. And then he puts a bullet in your brain.
And sends you into space. Bump, 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 as you bump the two of us. What a strange arc if this is like revitalizing Bond.
It's the only way they mark the trilogy is just the fact that your corpses are floating around.
People are like, it's real weird that this Roger Moore Bond, Daniel Craig, and...
This sounds like Daniel Craig again.
Yeah, Daniel, I'm imagining...
Which is also funny to imagine Daniel Craig getting bullied.
Daniel Craig getting real upset in the car and like just pulling over and they're like, we're in a chase. And he's like... Why are people so mean? Because I think James Bond could deal with somebody punching him in the face. He could deal with getting shot in the leg or the ball sack. But I don't think he could deal with somebody saying a really harsh thing. He seems like emotionally fragile, even though he's quite emotionally tough.
Mm.
I think it'd just be about finding his weak spots. What do you reckon Daniel Craig or James Bond is like? He's, you know, he's self-conscious about.
How's your mom? She good?
Dead?
Dead?
Dead ass.
She's hot. I'll fuck her.
I'd fuck your mom, James Bond. Stop calling. In many ways, I think Inspector, he gets a bit cyberbullied.
Oh, really?
Maybe. He gets a bit bullied, at least.
Tease him about England. That's what he cares most about, yeah?
England, he loves you.
The Queen Mother is a bloody idiot.
I refuse to call the Queen the Queen. I call her Lizzie.
What are you going to do, James?
I have no respect. I don't even wipe my feet before I fucking walk into fucking... What's the name of the place?
Buckingham Palace?
Buckingham Palace. I was going to say Winchester Hall or something. I was thinking it's a made-up name.
Bombay Sapphire. It's like a cocktail.
Bombay Sapphire is a gin.
Oh. I like to imagine that you are another field agent, like Bond. You just really don't like him. That seems like the most reasonable.
The Aussie brands just hanging shit on him. From
exactly. Just the Australian.
I really just want to see a Bond fight in Australia, because he's never been to Australia, has he?
He hasn't. He's been everywhere else. Yeah. Foreign.
He's a
Come
bloody
on down
world
here.
Traveller. But
we've got so many cool places to do fights.
He could kick a man off the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Yeah.
Off the Opera House.
Off the Uluru.
Get to the top, keep
fight on a Melbourne tram.
Throw a man in front of a tram.
Yeah.
Those things are like rhinos on skateboards. Yep. I don't know if you know that.
That's a whole campaign.
If you're listening from even interstate, because Sydney doesn't have trams, there is a big thing in Melbourne that is just like, don't get hit by a tram. It's like three rhinos on a skateboard.
Yep. Just in case you didn't know that trams would hurt.
In case you thought, like, it would be fine. You're like, I'll just stand in front of the tram. It'll stop.
The market that appeals to that is... So the target audience for that ad campaign is people that know that rhinos hurt, but aren't quite sure if trams do.
That's so true. I hope there's something
so
for the opposite.
Tarzan, I guess.
There aren't enough marketing campaigns...
Directed solely at Tarzan.
Letting Tarzan. Well, he doesn't know about the city. Somebody's got to educate him.
And I'm glad the city of Melbourne have taken it into their hands.
Somebody in the bloody Melbourne, they're like, look, what if Tarzan comes? He'll be so confused by trams.
What, you get hit by one?
You know what he's used to, though?
Rhinos.
Rhinoceros, yes.
On skateboard.
He doesn't quite know what a skateboard is.
But wheels. He knows
he
wheels.
Gets wheels.
Oh, right, yeah.
Then it should have been like, it'll be like a rhino on wheels. You know? Fuck. We fucked up. Tarzan's going to get hit by a train.
What are we calling your film? Cybered? Cyber?
Cyber?
Yeah, lols?
Bullied? Bullied?
Bondgate?
Bondgate. Bondgate. Bullygate.
Cybergate.
Cybergate.
Sounds real generic, which is what you want for Cybergate.
Exactly. If you saw like a poster for Cybergate and it was just James Bond with his phone and crying.
You'd know.
You'd be like,
him deleting Twitter off his phone.
I'm blocking you all. James, no thank you. James Bond Instagram account, deleted.
So, credits for Mars Raker roll. Mm-hmm. James Bond will return in sinkhole as I float off into space with a bullet in my brain after being sucked into a sinkhole and then
popped
shot
out the other side of the world. As you sink down the sinkhole and then it just shows like the planet.
Just shot out into space.
Pop out the other end, yeah.
James Bond will return in
Cybergate.
Cybergate. Perfect.
And the end of that, did you just get Bond? Did you win?
Me? Did I win?
Yeah.
No, because like he tracks
upset.
You down.
That's fine.
I think he tracks you down. He's like, why? Why'd you do this?
And you're like, for the balls.
And then he probably hits you with his gun.
Hits me with a tram.
Throws you in front of a tram. There you go.
Because it's in Australia, because that's what you wanted.
Were you Tarzan in this film?
No, he was Julian Assange.
Ah.
But a mean one.
But a mean one who's going to get hit by a tram.
Yeah.
Julian Assange is pretty mean anyway.
Yeah, I always forget. Edward Snowden's the good one. Julian Assange is the one.
Like he's...
Guess which one we own.
Edward Snowden.
No.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey. Well, I have been. I didn't give myself a Bond villain name. I'll just say Jackson. That's fine.
Jackson of Mars.
Jackson of Mars. Jackson, the new king of Mars.
And I've been Joel Stinkhole Dusha.
Wow, when you put it in your name. And I've been Michael, just for the lols, Williams.
Perfect.
If you have good ideas for bonus schemes, tweet us at Sandspans Radio.
Yeah.
And make sure you check out Michael's podcasts. It's a Duck Blur and Pop Shot Hot Quiz.
Pop Quiz Hot Shot.
What?
Hang pop on. Quiz.
Hot Shot. Hot Shot. Fuck, yeah. That makes way more sense. I know the podcast, too. That makes it
why
worse.
Why did you say Pop Quiz Shot Hots?
How about you plug yourself, Michael? And don't fuck it up.
Sure. So my other podcasts, Pop Quiz Hot Shot, which is a movie trivia podcast, and It's a Duck Blur, where I watch every episode of DuckTales with my wife.
Check them out.
Both are great. Both have good names. Remember them better than I do.
See you next time.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.
Hey marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners, so there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.